Are you sure you're not too upset to drive, Jenny? Graham asked. I'll be happy to take her, or I can leave a note for JB and Nick and we could both go. No, I want to drive. Jenny blinked back an onslaught of tears. But I'd like it if you came along. Graham left a note on the table and hurried out to the car.
I'm sorry to bother you about this,
Mrs. Johnson said as she slid into the front seat.
It's just that with my husband out of town, there's only one car, and according to the sheriff, it's not exactly drivable at the moment.
It's no bother, Graham said from the back. Mrs. Johnson must have read the worried look on Jenny's face.
The sheriff assures me he's all right, Jenny, just a few cuts and bruises.
Jenny swallowed back the lump in her throat and nodded. She concentrated on sticking the key into the ignition, backing the car around, and driving to the main road. During the trip to Lincoln City and the nearest hospital, Jenny half listened to the two women talk. Mostly, though, her mind was on Ryan and the accident. Maybe she was reading more into it than was actually there, but her suspicions rose like the sea at high tide and created patterns of doubt in her head. Why now? Mrs. Johnson told them that Ryan had gone to see Todd. Had Ryan's involvement in the case caused concern for the real killer? Was Ryan's life in danger? Why couldn't you stay out of it? Jenny told the image of Ryan that invaded her brain. Why can't you just let the police take care of things? If he's innocent, they'll let him go. Even as the thoughts formed, Jenny knew they weren't entirely true. Too often, she had heard about cases where the wrong man or woman was arrested and sentenced, and the real killer got off. When it came right down to it, she would probably do whatever it took to prove a person innocent, if she believed them to be, especially a friend. Jenny sighed. She and Ryan needed to talk. The emergency room bustled with activity, green-clad figures scurrying here and there, but Jenny's gaze focused only on the cubicle in front of her. Her stomach rebelled at the sight of blood smeared into Ryan's hair and staining parts of his blue denim shirt a dark purple. The bright lights faded Ryan's summer tan. The emergency room's staff and equipment settled into a distant hum. The doctor looked up from his stitching and smiled at Mrs. Johnson when she introduced herself and Jenny.
He's going to be fine, the doctor said. I'll be done sewing him up in a minute.
Should we wait outside?
Mrs. Johnson's chalky complexion suggested she'd be better off in the waiting room with Graham. Jenny grabbed a vacant chair and rolled it up behind Mrs. Johnson, suggesting she sit down. Lucky thing. Mrs. Johnson's knees buckled and she almost ended up on the floor.
Bless you, Jenny. She fixed